Our next guest says the suspect in the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner would not have been flagged by far-reaching government spy powers that expire this week. Congress is divided over whether to extend part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that relates to whether U.S. government spy agencies need warrants to conduct surveillance of foreigners overseas. University of Michigan professor Javed Ali is a former government intelligence analyst who served at the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI. He was also a member of the National Security Council under President Trump. Javed, welcome back.
Indira, thank you for having me.
So the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, better known as FISA, was first passed in 1978 to prevent the government from abusing its spy powers against Americans. There's one part of it called Section 702 that expires on Thursday. What does that section do and why is it controversial?
So Section 702 is basically a warrantless surveillance program that does not require a warrant from the only secret court we have in the United States called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or the FISC. It's generated a lot of controversy because of the fact you don't have to go to a court to get the surveillance approved in the first place.
Well, you have said that the suspect in the Saturday night shooting outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner would not have been flagged by routine U.S. intelligence surveillance with or without Section 702. Why is that significant?
None of these surveillance authorities that are directed externally would have ever flagged someone like a Cole Allen unless they were talking to someone already under surveillance or in the intelligence holdings. And I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but my suspicion is that he probably wasn't. And that seems to be the case with most of these lone offender attacks we've seen inside the United States over the past few years. These are people who have no foreign connections whatsoever.
All right. Well, right now under Section 702, intelligence agents don't need to seek a judicial warrant to surveil a suspect outside of the United States. But what happens when an American person is communicating with a foreigner who is being surveilled by U.S. intelligence?
Then it's incumbent on the intelligence community to go back and look at who that U.S. person is and see if there is also a legitimate basis of national security concern for them. And do they need to go to the FISA court now to get a FISA warrant on that person? Or is that collection about an American here just completely incidental?
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about where abuse comes in. There have been documented cases, abuses, in which an American's personal data and private correspondence has been swept up in the investigation of a foreigner. Briefly, just tell us, what are some of the cases of abuses that you may have concerns about?
Well, the most notable case of abuse that politicians on both sides of the aisle point to is the one against former Trump advisor Carter Page going back to 2015 and 2016. He was under investigation because of these suspected links to the Russian government. And the FBI Inspector General issued a report in 2019 and said that Carter Page investigation was flawed on its original premise. There have been other examples found by the FBI Inspector General, and over the past few years, that's where the FBI has really had to kind of rein in the use of 702 internally. Could there be another moment where that happens? Potentially. But the FBI has, at least what they have described, has tried to put in sort of more institutional mechanisms to make sure that the probability of that is far lower than it was even going back a few years.
All right. Well, to keep this simple for listeners, the critics of letting Section 702 expire say that if you force investigators to get a warrant from a judge, it slows down investigations. President Trump wants no reforms, no changes, and he wants at this point an 18-month extension of Section 702. At this point, lawmakers are debating some possible modifications to the law that expires on Thursday. Those might include requiring more people inside the Directorate of National Intelligence and attorneys at the FBI to review the surveillance requests, or getting a larger group of lawmakers to see the surveillance requests. Would that be enough to make sure that Americans are protected from being spied on by our government?
Well, these are some of the potential steps that could be put in place to curb against the the unnecessary or perhaps unconstitutional surveillance that could happen. But again, this is going to be part of the showdown between the executive branch and Congress. 702 can still move forward for another year. That's kind of another interesting aspect of this. It's not like the program will just stop on April 30th.
Former U.S. intelligence analyst and former National Security Council member Javed Ali now teaches at the University of Michigan's Ford School of Public Policy. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Indira.